This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A charity ship carrying aid for Gaza left Cyprus on Tuesday, aiming to open a sea route to deliver supplies to a population aid agencies say is on the brink of famine. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Gaza has been sealed off from the outside world since Israel began its air and ground invasion 5 months ago, and the United Nations has warned of widespread starvation. The charity ship Open Arms sailed out of the port of Larnaca, towing a barge containing flour, rice and protein. The journey to Gaza could take as long as 2 days because of the heavy tow barge. Bureaucratic obstacles and insecurity have hampered aid deliveries since the start of the war on October 7th. Aid agencies say the latest resort to sea routes and airdrops can provide only limited relief, since Israel has sealed off most land crossings.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The White House has announced U.S. military officials at the Pentagon will rush about $300 million in weapons to Ukraine after finding some cost savings in its contracts. Tuesday's announcement comes as Ukraine is running dangerously low on munitions and efforts to get fresh funds of weapons have stalled in the U.S. House of Representatives because of opposition from Republican Party lawmakers. The World Food Program's country director for Haiti on Tuesday said Haiti needs a robust humanitarian response.
We've had this baseline level of hunger that's already very high, and this is worsening things even more. So what we're seeing is an increase in violence.
John Martin Bauer made his plea one day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States would contribute an additional $100 million to a U.N.-backed multinational security force intended to help Haitian police. This is VOA News. Turkey's new naval agreement with Somalia places the Turkish Navy in a strategically vital region, underlining Ankara's growing naval ambitions. However, analysts warned the agreement threatens to escalate current tensions with Somalia's neighbor Ethiopia. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The Somali parliament ratified a 10-year defense agreement with Turkey this month. Under the deal, the Turkish Navy will help protect Somalia's territorial waters and facilitate the training and equipping of the Somali Navy. With Turkey already having a military base in Somalia, naval analysts say the deal is another step in projecting Turkish influence. The Somali naval deal comes as Ankara rapidly expands its navy to have a so-called blue water capabilities, or the ability to operate on the oceans far from the country's home ports. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump hope to clinch their party's presidential nominations with dominant victories in a slate of low-profile state primaries as the 2024 fight for the White House moves into a new phase. Biden, a Democrat, and Trump, a Republican, don't face any significant opposition in Tuesday's primary contests across Georgia, Washington State, Mississippi, and Hawaii. The question is whether they'll earn the necessary delegates in each state to hit the 50% national threshold necessary to become their party's presumptive nominees. Britain's Princess Kate's Photogate scandal shows relations between royals and the press rarely run smoothly. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The scandal over Kate, Princess of Wales's family snapshot, is a new chapter in the thorny relationship between the media and Britain's royal family. It's also a sign of how hard it is for the monarchy to control its own narrative in the social media era. UK newspapers were dominated on Tuesday by what the Daily Mirror called the picture of chaos, and the Daily Mail labelled a PR disaster for the royals. It follows the retraction by the AP and other news agencies of a photo of Kate and her children over concerns it had been manipulated. Kate apologised, but that's not stopped the flood of rumours and conspiracy on social media. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Four astronauts from four countries are back on Earth after catching a ride from the International Space Station with SpaceX. Their capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico near the Florida Panhandle early Tuesday. An American led the returning crew. She was joined by astronauts from Denmark, Japan, and Russia. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.